Hi, Trevor.
Here comes Paul, Mr.
Trevor, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were just speaking with Mark, and he did want me to get on the line here to kind of get you the details of how the service would work, answer any questions that you might have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here. I mean, you do qualify for a reduced rate, being that it's a fairly young company. Of course, you've got kind of the best of both worlds. You've got the experience. We can, you know, easily promote you as the guy that people should trust, the guy that people should call. And, of course, that's exactly what happens. You get calls directly to you. So it's not like a lead-based service. You know, no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, we can build a new website for you. It looks like your website's not currently active, which is fine. You know, we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have websites because our job, quite frankly, is not just to list you where people can see you. It is to make sure that they have the reasons to call you. So, of course, you'll be listed on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook. There'd be Apple Maps, you know, so someone can say, hey, Siri, help me, you know, find a renovation contractor. Remodeling, kitchen and bathroom, whatever they're looking for, as long as it's a service that you provide and want to be found for, and as long as they're in that 15 to 20, 25 mile radius that you want to service, you know, you'll get those phone calls. You'll be one of those top options. I'm sure you use Google yourself, so you know that you'll never be the only option that people see. Even if you were to type in your own business name, you wouldn't be the only company that popped up. But as long as you're one of those options for people to see with a professional website that kind of showcases your work, before and after photos, you will get phone calls. Now, it is a flat rate. We offer it on a month-to-month basis. I think the best package for you would be social media included with that local search engine optimization, paid Facebook ads as well. It's a very affordable month-to-month service, especially with the new in business rate. Now, this is a reduced rate for a younger company, but it is not like a promotional or introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you at any point in time. It would be a fixed flat rate as long as you choose to keep the service. And like I said, it's month to month. With that reduced rate, you're looking at exactly $249.00. It would bill once a month for $249. No taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, you know, no cost per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profit. So it's simple, straightforward pricing. Now, of course, you would get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'd be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Now, of course, most of the time, you just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We'll be promoting your phone number. Residential customers will be calling your number directly. If they do choose to fill out the form on the website, kind of let you know where they live and what they're looking to have done, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone's trying to contact you and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. You're not paying extra for those leads. It's always that fixed flat rate. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, so... $249, that's definitely in the ballpark of what I'd be willing to spend for something like this. That's not an issue at all. I guess my initial question would be success rate. I mean, granted, you know, I'm having great success with Andy's, but I'm also paying a lot more than $249.
Yeah, I know that.
I'll be quite frankly with you. I'm probably at around $800 a month. Now, granted, the return is worth it, so that's why I haven't stopped doing it.
Sure, yeah.
But something like this would be right up my alley because then I don't have to pay them $800 a month.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a well-made lead service, but you pay for every lead. And whether you get the job or not, you're coming out of pocket for it. And it doesn't conflict with something like this. I mean, obviously, you know, you can still continue to use that service, but being a top option on that first page of Google will definitely generate phone calls. Now, you're servicing strictly residential clients, which is perfect for this. And you're trying to find out how many like jobs, how many phone calls you can expect to get, your success rate with something.
Yeah,
like
that's what the bottom of the really question would be is for that type of spend, what do you guys expect the volume to look like?
Right.
As far as clicks and calls, obviously, you know, you can't guarantee anything because someone doesn't like my website and it is what it is.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, all we can do is try to put you where people would call you. And, you know, I can't guarantee you're going to answer the phone when it rings. But, yeah, I mean, I can do a quick search here. You're doing about 20 miles, realistically, right?
Yeah, I'd be open to that. Let's just say, just for conversation purposes, the key words are painting or flooring. And then, obviously, like you said, I use Google. So it was, I'm assuming it would come up painters near me, flooring near me.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So painting and flooring, kind of your bread and butter services, right?
Yeah, that's a specialty. I mean, granted, I've done kitchen remodels, I do basement remodels,
okay.
But I like to stay with the painting and the flooring.
Okay.
I have a couple crews that work for me, and I know I can guarantee the work at a good price and a quick turnaround. In those specialty areas. I'm not against renovations, but just for sake of conversation right now, I would like the keywords to start as, you know, painters near me or flooring install, things of that nature.
Okay. So let me do a quick search, and you're kind of based out of 08054, right, your zip code there? So if
correct.
I do,
yeah, Mount Laurel.
If I do a quick search for a 20-mile radius, and this is just for kitchen and bathroom. This is just for painting and flooring then. And it comes up with 7, 8, 9, the 9 most popular search phrases for painting and for flooring. So even this is a bit limited. You're not going to be limited by how someone finds you or the amount of phone calls you can get or what they might type in. Just that this particular search only generated 9 of the most popular search phrases. There's a lot of things on here. Best residential flooring contractor near me. I mean, you know, something like that. But that doesn't pop up here. But even with those 9 most popular search phrases in the last 30 days for that 20-mile radius coming out of Mount Laurel, there was 1,418 searches. Now, that's probably not 1,400 people doing a single search. People do like to search more than once and for different things, different ways. But falling into those categories, and I'm not trying to tell you you're going to get 1,400 phone calls, but Google's been tracking this for a very long time, and the businesses that are on the first page will see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So 1,400 searches,
so
roughly
14 to 20, yeah.
14 to 28, maybe, and just for painting and flooring, and even that, you know, obviously there's other things that people could type in. So if you're getting 15 to 30 phone calls, and really that's focusing mostly on painting and flooring, we can promote you for remodels and renovations too, if you're willing to take on that work. But I think even a modest conversion rate with those types of numbers would have you being profitable, right? I mean, it's not like you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? Yeah.
Right. If I get 10 calls a month at $249 a month, I think that alone would be worth it, because you break that down to $24.99 a call.
Right. Right.
Right now, I'm paying quadruple that with Andy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's designed for even just one job to more than offset the cost of the service. I mean, it is month to month for a good reason. I mean, normally this platinum package that I'm talking about here, it is listed on our website at $599 a month. I mean, that's, you're getting the bang for that buck, but only for $249. The original $100 of Facebook ads, and that was only for Google. Those are searches on Google. I mean, you're going to have Facebook ads too, and that means anyone who's ever done a search in your area, if they have recently done a search for your services, we will retarget, or Facebook ads automatically retarget that potential customer who we know is already in the market for your services. And even if they've never done a search for your services, your ads will still run on their live stream ads that we run for you with a website that we'll build for you. And then, of course, that gives them the opportunity to know that you're in the area, look at your website, and it's just a great way to get your business out there. Now, one thing I can do here, you did mention Angie's, and I did find it. It does have the same phone number on here.
Yeah.
One thing that I can do here, because I know there's a promo code in our system, if I can just find it real quick. There it is. It's not specifically for Angie's, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And what it does is it actually allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. There's a one-time setup fee listed on our website of $299, but I'm going to take $200 off of that. It would be a one-time setup fee of just $99. It only attaches to that very first month, and then, of course, every month after that, it is a fixed flat rate of exactly $249. But, of course, getting your business out there in front of more eyes, getting the work that you do, and I'm sure you do have photos, right? Like before and after photos of some of the work that you've done?
Yeah, ridiculous amount.
I would imagine. I mean, doing so many different things and being, in the industry for so long, I imagine you have quite a number of photos. Now, what we're going to do here is include the website. Like I said, we want to make sure your phone is ringing. We know that most customers do want to look at a website. Now, not only is the initial construction of the website included, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is included too. So that means, of course, that we can use any existing photos, and as we send you more jobs, we can always add more photos or videos down the line. There's never any additional cost for that. Now, let me do this for you because, obviously we are not Google. If anyone ever does call you and tell you that they are Google, for something like this, they would not be being truthful. Although Google does make these types of phone calls to businesses, you have to have at least 100 locations or more for Google to reach out to you directly. Anything less than that falls under the responsibility of the Google Partnership Program. We are a Google partner. We're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I'm sending you right now a link to our pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So if you can, maybe put me on speakerphone, open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you, Trevor, able to see that?
I'm looking at it right now,
Okay, perfect. Yeah, like I said, you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do in addition to tracking the success of the account. But you'll always know exactly how many phone calls you're getting, where those calls are coming from, what people are typing in. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, or individual directories, or even from your website. You can manage and monitor your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Like I said, we will create all the content that Google wants to see, whether it's a directory known to the public or not. Most of that content does allow someone to write a review. Wherever those reviews originate online, they do repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can kind of request reviews or respond to reviews.
Well, that was going to be my next question. I have great reviews on my Angie's profile.
Mm-hmm.
I have, I think, 21 five-star reviews. Would they transfer over to the Google listing, or how does that work?
Yeah, so the way that that works is we can have a link to your Angie profile right on your website, a clickable link right on your website that would go directly to your Angie profile so they could see those reviews. Now, Google will not, transfer reviews from anywhere else onto your Google listing, what they call the knowledge panel, which is that virtual or digital brochure for your business. Of course, if you wanted to, you can, send a quick email and we can help you with that, a sample thank you letter that has the link that goes to your Google listing embedded in that. You can use the wording or not, as long as you kind of copy and paste the link that goes to your Google listing, and you can send that out to your satisfied clients and say, hey, I know you wrote me this review on Angie's. Would you do me a favor and maybe, post a review on Google? You could do that for the people that you think might do that. And like I said, we can have the link to your Angie profile right on your website. Now, of course, we've been around since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. I think that's a long time, really, for any company, and certainly for a younger industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the Internet. Nearly 20 years is a long time. I've actually been with the company myself for over 11 years, so you would certainly be in good hands with us. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction, as you can see. I mean, that's our clients that are using the service, and most of them keep the service, even though it's month to month. Nobody cancels on profit. You'll see that blue tinted photo that says our process, outlines some of the things that we do, especially early on, and below it says Google Ads Partner. Again, we are Google partners. You can click on that box with that colorful Google G inside it. It does go directly to google.com/partner, right on Google's website. you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And of course, that makes all the difference in the world. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. Google regularly makes at least smaller changes to their map or pack algorithm. Whatever those changes are, big or small, they do let us know ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content online to stay on that first page ahead of your competition, and that's what's going to generate those phone calls. Now, like I said, we are talking about the Platinum Package. If you go back to that link under SEO Packages, that Platinum Package listed on our website at $599 with a $299 setup fee. Like I said, for a younger company and for this particular listing in the area, I would be doing $249 on a month-to-month basis with just that one-time $99 setup fee. The website is included and those Facebook ads too. Now, it is a position that we're actively filling, and it seems like it's something you would want to do at least on a month-to-month basis, right?
Yeah, I absolutely want to do it. So the question right now would be startup cost. Like, is there a cost today right now on this phone call? Can we do it? What does that look like?
So, yeah, so $249, that's the entire first month. It does bill on a month-to-month basis, and it bills kind of proactively, like your rent would, right? You pay on the first, you're paid up for the rest of the month. So it would bill on today's date with the $249 and that one-time setup fee of $99. The total would be $348, and then, of course, it would bill on a month-to-month basis, exactly $249 on the 22nd of the month moving forward.
Okay. Let me give me 1 second. I'm literally paying as we're talking. Oh, no
problem.
Let me ask you this while we're waiting. What would my domain name be? Is that something that you guys create, or?
So we.
I'm assuming availability is slim, so I can't just. I know that, but
I can kind of do a quick search now. But one of the things that we would do, one of the very first things that we would do, is called a client interview. I mean, it's exactly like it sounds. We would have one of our technicians kind of talk to you in depth about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business. And if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And we will talk to you about what domains are available. I mean, if you want something like the name of the business, I don't know what happened with the elevationrenovationsnewjersey.com, if that's a domain that you ever owned or if you wanted us to use that. But we can find a similar domain.
It doesn't have to be the name of the company. Obviously, I would like it to be similar, but the Elevations Renovations NJ, I bartered a paint job for somebody to build a website and do some local listings.
Oh,
and,
gotcha.
He did not hold up his end of the deal, which is why that website is no longer active.
I see. Got it.
So we had an agreement, and then he sent me a bill after I did all the work. It ended poorly. I wasn't very happy with him. Nonetheless, that domain is no longer active, obviously. You can see that. So
we won't be
using that, but something similar to that would be cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the business name, but obviously that would be ideal, something where people can recognize and know that it is for the website.
Yeah, our technician will kind of walk you through the options. It looks like there are a few options that we can use or that would be similar to the business name, with or without the LLC. The LLC, though, is part of the branding of the business name, right? That's something that you did want us to include.
Correct.
On your website?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a smart choice. The phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number?
Yeah, as of right now, it's both personal and business. So, yes, this would be the phone number.
Okay, perfect. And it is a smartphone. I mean, obviously, you can receive a text message. I just sent one out to you. Like I said, most of the time, you just get direct phone calls. But when someone does fill out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we would list it physically on the website. People would see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
So the business itself is elevationrenovationllc@gmail.com.
Okay, so the name of the business at gmail.com, definitely.
Yeah, it's a full business name at Gmail.
Okay, perfect. So we would definitely list that physically on the website. People would be able to see it. The other thing that I did want to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, your business is 100% service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer, right? No one ever does come to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom, or location you would want your customers to know about?
No, 100% service-based. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's kind of how Google expects it to be, you know, service-based businesses. You're not required to have a storefront. I did see, actually, on the Angie's, there is a physical address, the 5317 Aberdeen Drive. Is that a residence?
Yeah, that's where I think it is. And I told them to take that down, and they still have not. So I do not want my clients having my home address.
Of course not. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know why that's listed.
Exactly. I was just thinking the same thing. I don't know why Andrews does that. I mean, obviously, you don't want people to know, you know, where you live necessarily. You don't want them driving out to your home. And Google feels the same way. Google doesn't want a customer to drive out to your home and try to knock on your door, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll be listed city and state, not even a zip code.
Okay.
Certainly not that physical street address. Now, as far as your service area goes, we can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods. I mean, you are keeping it pretty local, you know, 15, 20, maybe 25 miles, but we can target where you want to go. You know, obviously, you know, we don't draw a big circle around you is what I'm trying to say. We can target specific places that you want to go. If there are places even right around the corner, you know, you don't want to go, you can tell us that too. We won't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted marketing. And then, your first name is Trevor, right? T-R-E-V-O-R. And then Mark never did get your last name, sir.
It's Searles, but S like Sam, E-A-R-L-E-S like Sam.
Got a little bit of a staticky and almost distortion. You said S like Sam, and then was it E-A-R?
Yeah, correct. So hold on one second.
I'll put you on my regular phone. I have my headphones in while I was working.
Oh, that's so much better.
All right, so it's S as in Sam, E-A-R-L-E-S, like Sam. Settles.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, Mr. Searles, did you have any preference at all as to how we contact you? I know your customers will either contact you through your website or most likely just call you directly. We do use phone, text, and email. Email is usually for longer pieces of information, something we want you to have for your records, unless you prefer emails. Did you have any preference at all? Phone, text, email?
Text and email. No, text and email is fine. Yeah, text for text. You know, immediate stuff, and then emails for, like you said, longer information is fine.
Perfect. So I'll put text and email preferred. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do a couple of things. Like I said, I would be scheduling your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call.
Okay.
We do schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 30 minutes or so, gets you at the beginning part of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. The other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know, first of all, that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time. Yeah, of course, that we are including a website for you, reducing the cost of the service as well as that one-time setup fee, etc. Now, Trevor, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification for that initial investment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you?
It's going to be on a Visa. And actually, hold on one second. Hello?
Oh, I'm here.
So it's going to be on a Visa, and I am currently heading home so I can get the card. I do not physically have it on me, but I'll have it within 10 minutes, and then
okay.
I can give you that card number.
Well, that's totally fine. And if you don't mind, keep heading home. I will do the voice verification. I'm required to read it at some point anyway, so let me go ahead and get through that now. And then give me just 1 second. I'm going to get that set up.
Sure.
Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Trevor, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Elevation Renovation LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Trevor, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Trevor Ferrell, and I am the owner-operator of the business.
Okay. And then, Trevor, as the owner and operator of Elevation Renovations LLC, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using, Trevor, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
That's correct.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. To put it this way, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Trevor, of course, you would agree to that, right? Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angies, and as I mentioned, there is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we will be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure your business information, right down to including that LLC, is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Trevor, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 22nd of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $348.00. When the term is completed, Trevor, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month at a further reduced amount of just $249. And, of course, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. Again, that custom website is included, which means we would include the initial construction, the hosting, the maintenance as well at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will and no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause the service. Whether you do end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, the service, in fact, can be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Trevor, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Trevor, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I do need to schedule the follow-up call with your technician, and I don't know if you've reached your home or not yet.
About 4 minutes.
So your client interview, like I said, takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We can do that today. I could get you in as early as noon. There's also a 1 o'clock.
Earlier is better. Only because while I'm working alone today, I can throw some headphones in and I can talk to him while I work.
That's perfect. Exactly. Yeah, as long as you can carry on a conversation, you can do that client interview. So you want that 12 o'clock?
Yes, please, yes.
Okay, perfect. So we'll schedule it from 12 until 1. Let's see. It may, by the time we get things set up, be too short notice for the automated system to send out the reminder email that goes out an hour prior, but I will send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You don't need to respond to it, but it's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English, and then it's going to have your name, your username, and your phone number, so you'll have 24/7 access to your client dashboard. Your username is going to be your phone number. Area code is included, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, though. So, of course, your username is just 856-493-8405. You cannot change your username. We've got it in our system the same way we did. They'll make it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. You will have a default password that you can change at any time. Now, if I do happen to be in between phone calls at noon when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions before handing it over to them. So I would only be on the beginning part of that phone call. But I will try to keep my phone line open just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess even if I am. I did want to make sure that there's a little bit of extra protection here on your account, just another level of security, a simple question and answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us they are with Elevation Renovations LLC, even if it's you, Trevor, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is especially important. And about a week from now, once your website is active, once your online presence increases so that your customers can find you and call you, of course, that's what we want, you may start getting additional phone calls. Or you may even get a phone call tomorrow from someone either claiming to be Google, or even if they say they're local splash, if they're calling you and saying, hey, we need a little bit more information, we need to verify your Google listing, just make sure that they know the answer and even the question to that security question that I'm going to set up here. They would also need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. If they can't provide that information within a minute, then that's not us. And even 20 seconds,
gotcha.
Just take a second to click over to that tab. Especially if anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing or something like that, that would be the tip-off to the rip-off. It would not be us at all. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account for your protection. It clearly states that it bills at $249 a month moving forward. Of course, today just has that one-time setup fee. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Well, in the city I was born in, that's fine.
City you're born. And then what is the answer?
It's going to be Stratford. So it's S as in Sam, T-R-A-T-F-O-R-D.
Okay.
Stratford.
I have to type that in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. Now, I did want to give my technician just a little bit of a head start here. Are you going to be wanting to be found Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want people to find you and call you online?
Definitely Monday through Friday. I got two little girls at home, so we can,
Got to have the weekend. Yeah. That's fantastic. So Monday through Friday, is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
8 to 5 is fine.
8 to 5? Okay, perfect. And at this time, are you accepting anything besides cash and check? Are you accepting credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash Apps, Zelle?
So I do cash, check, or Zelle.
Okay, cash, check, or Zelle. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then you said at least for now you want to focus pretty much exclusively on residential clients, but you can do commercial clients if they came your way.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm open to it. But for the most part right now, I'm set up for residential.
Perfect. So that's going to be our main focus. But again, the calls come to you, and if the job, you know, fits something that you can do, best part about it, big jobs are small, you know, it's going to be that same flat rate. So you might take a job that you know you can get done quickly and move on to that next one, or maybe the bigger job that you know is going to pay you well for your time. I mean, you do offer so many different services. It's going to be a good fit for you. And then,
sorry to cut you off, Paul. I just had my wife give me the card.
Okay.
Before I start driving again, do you want me to read you the card number?
Yeah, absolutely. Be safe on the road for sure. You said it was a Visa, right? That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
It is 4135 7510 0891 4077.
And then the expiration month and year?
The month is June, so 6/29.
So you said June or 06 of 2029?
Correct, 06/2029.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
It's 422.
422. I've got 422, 422 on the back, June of 2029 for the expiration. The card itself was at 4135-7510-0891-4077.
That's correct.
Does that bill at the home address, the 5317 Aberdeen Drive?
Correct, yeah.
And that's 08054. And the name on the card, is it your name, the business name, or both? Any middle initial?
It's both. So it does list the business and my name. And my middle initial is not on there. So
okay.
It's the business name and my name.
And that's Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R. Your last name is S-E-A-R-L-E-S?
Correct.
Okay. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you have a pen handy or want to type it into your phone, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
Sure. Give me 1 second.
No problem. Take your time. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. And of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or the next business day if they receive that email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive the link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Let me just make sure I can get you that confirmation. My system's just a little bit slow today. Let me update that. I'm actually going in here to reduce the price. Make sure that's updated and accurate for you.
You said next week I should expect the website to be built.
Yeah, the website typically takes about 5 to 7 business days. Obviously, okay. the sooner you can get us those photos, the better. But we can use any photos that you have, and then of course update the information. When the website is up and running, like a week to 10 days, it stays up and running. Even if we make any changes to it, your website would always be up. Even if they're bigger changes, and if your focus shifts, seasonally or anything like that, if ever you do want to really say, hey, let's kind of, promote more commercial jobs or something like that, you can always let us know. There's never any additional cost for us to update that information. But you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, the reminder email, it's already past 11 o'clock, so I don't think you'll get the reminder email that your follow-up call is scheduled at 12, but I am sending you that calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. I do hope, though, that I am available, and I'll try to keep my phone line open when our technician is ready to call you in just about an hour from right now.
Sounds good.
I also want to be the first to say, yeah, absolutely. I was just about to say, I'm excited, and I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you, Trevor. Hopefully I'm able to say a quick hello in about an hour from now when our technician gives you that follow-up call.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Thank you, too. You have a great day. Take care, Trevor. Bye-bye.